okay? Pat? It's okay? Okay, thanks. Good morning, everyone.
大家早.
Good morning.
大家早安.
Thank you. Seems like everyone did too much, you know. And, let's pray.
好,我们做祷告。
就是在这里在主日的征程，在这里庆祝的诞生之后，我们能够在这里一起的聚会。人虽然不多，可知道主与我们同在，这是最重要的事情。感谢主的恩典，奉主的圣名祈求。阿门。So we have just passed Christmas.
我们刚刚过了圣诞节。
And sorry about that. That is on Wednesday. So I have to, instead of looking forward, you have to look backwards, you know, to Christmas.
由于圣诞节是在过去的星期三，所以我们是现在是回顾，不是往前看。
So today, I just want to share something about Christmas. You know?
今天我想要跟大家分享一些有关圣诞节的事情。
And so let's start. Let's in the Bible. Let's read Luke. It's a very details of the birth of Christ.
在圣经里面，在路加福音有很仔细的记载耶稣基督诞生。
Let's all stand and read together, you know, that about how Christmas comes about, okay? What happened on the day?
一同站起来来读圣经, 有关当天发生的事情。
And there were shepherds sitting out in a field nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the day appeared.
天使对他说：不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的讯息，是关乎万民的。大卫的情侣为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布，在那床里，那就是基督了。忽然有大道天兵同那天使在你身处，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Thank you. Please be seated.
大家请坐.
So I think get to ask questions. You guys some questions, right?
那我就可以问大家一些问题.
What day was Jesus born?
耶稣出生的是在哪一天?
December 25th.
真的是十二月二十五号吗?
You heard September, okay?
有人觉得是十二月, 九月.
So how's this Christmas come about if Jesus is not born on December 25th? Why is this we said December 25th?
假如耶稣不是在十二月二十五号出生的话, 为什么他的生日会在十二月二十五号呢?
Hey, you stop preaching for me, okay? Yes, Christmas, as a matter of fact, starts as a pagan festival. And it's called Saturnalia, which is the worship of the planet Satan. Seven.
是古罗马的那个农神教。
Not Satan, Saturn, no, Saturn.
是个农神教。
So at that time, in about 4th century, Romans adopted Christianity as their state religion.
当时大概是公元四世纪的时候，那个罗马把那个基督教接受成为他们的国教。
So they tried to attract more people.
所以他们为了吸引更多的人。
So they say, let's celebrate your festivals. But if you become a Christian, you don't have to give up your festival.
所以他们就对那些异教徒说，你们可以，你就算成为基督徒，你们可以庆祝你们的节日。
So they adopted their Saturnalian into as their celebration.
所以当时的教会就把这一些节庆都接受成为他们那个可以庆祝的节日。
And the last day of the festivity of the festival was December 25th.
那个农神信仰的最后一天的节日是在十二月二十五号。
Say, let's set this day as the birthday of Christ, okay.
所以他们就把这一天定回那个基督耶稣的诞生的日子。
So the day December 25th has nothing to do with the Bible at all, okay.
所以本来十二月二十五号这个是跟圣经里面没有提过的。
Okay, the same question I ask you, which year was Christ born?
所以假如我问你，耶稣基督是哪一年出生的呢？
What year is this year right now?
今年是哪一年？
What year is this year? 2019, right? What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢?
So you have a starting point, right, to count.
就是因为有一个数。
Okay, and your domino. Okay, I'm your domino.
Okay,
that's one way to say it. But for those, the dance I already good called CE, common era, right? 公元, okay? Common era. And so what year Jesus was born then? If this is the year of our law, it's 2019. So what year was Jesus born then?
所以如果今年是公元的2019年的话, 那耶稣基督是哪一年出生的呢?
Negative 5. Wow, you're good, good math, you know? Those Americans, the math, you know?
有人猜说是公元前的5到6年。I
mean, if he is in the law, in the year of our law, you know, Anno Domini, then when should Christ be born then? When was Christ born?
如果你是以现在这个公元的那个年份来看的话，那个耶稣基督是哪一年？
主后, okay,
主后,
主后,
主后的。
Yeah, so when should Christ be born then? Sarah, right? Is born then. Oh. But remember in the story in the Bible that there's a Jesus was pursued by King Herod. Right?
在圣经里面说，当时耶稣基督的父母是被那个希律王一直追捕。
According to history, Herod died about 4 BC.
根据圣经来说，那个希律王是在公元前4年左右死掉过世的。
If he died at 4 BC, could he pursue after Jesus?
如果他是在公元前4年就过世的话，他还能够去追杀耶稣。
Is that true? Is that, can it be possible?
有可能吗?
No, right?
当然是不可能。
So the common thing is that, like Donald says, about 5, 6 BC, the speculation. Or sometimes some people say 1 BC, okay?
所以根据这些原因，估计耶稣基督出生的年期应该是在公元前的5到6年。
So the year is not right, the date is not right.
年不对，月不对。
And then we read this Bible passage.
然后我们也看到这一段经文了。
So we get the details of the story of Christmas story.
我们也来看看那个基督降生的故事。
Where was Christ born?
耶稣在哪里出生的呢?
Bethlehem, right? Bethlehem, 伯利恒, okay?
伯利恒。
Where in the Bible prophesies that Jesus was born in Bethlehem?
那圣经里面预言基督是在伯利恒的哪里出生呢?
是很早以前, okay? Even before Christ was born, long time before Christ was born.
是在耶稣基督降生以前的很早以前的这样的预言。
It's being recorded in the book of Micah.
是在弥迦书里面的5章2节记载。
It recorded Jesus is going to be born in Bethlehem.
他预言呢，基督是在伯利恒以法他出生。
Where in Bethlehem was Jesus born?
在伯利恒的哪里？
Manger is the trough that you put the feet of the cattle in there. So it's not a place.
那个地点是在马槽，是个喂马的，是那个
trough where you put. A lot of people think that Jesus was born there, but you read the Bible carefully, he's being put in there after he was born. He's been born there.
如果你仔细读圣经的话，你就会发现他并不是出生在马槽里，他是被放在马槽里。
Unless Mary lie down there and deliver her, you know, in the trough, okay, in the manger.
除非玛利亚是在那个马槽里面躺卧着生他的。
Okay. So where was Jesus born then?
那耶稣是在哪里出生的呢?
I think it's should be somewhere in the stable, okay? Just close by.
应该是在一个马房里面。
马棚里的马棚, yeah, okay. So that's why after he's born, they wrap him up and then put him in the manger, okay.
就是他被用布包起来，那放在马槽里.
Okay, and so this is being recorded in the book of Luke also, okay.
这是在路加福音里面记载着的.
After he was born, he was wrapped and then he was put in the manger.
他是出生了以后被布包起来放在马槽里.
And after he was born, who went and visited him?
那他出生以后谁去看他呢?
Oh, this is all we got in the Bible, okay? So who went and visited him? The passage we just read, who went and visited him?
在我们刚刚读过的那个经文里面，他出生以后谁去看他呢?
The shepherds, right?
牧羊人。
Right? The shepherds went and visited him.
所以是牧羊人在他出生后去看他。
And then the Gareth hears the wise man, the magi, the wise man.
后来就讲到那些博士。
So the magi talk to the shepherds, and they have a good chat.
那些博士跟牧羊人都今天有对话吗？
You saw a Christmas card, right? There's the magi, the three wise men, and then there's the shepherds.
你看到圣诞节的卡片上面，很多时候有那个博士跟牧羊人一同同在的一个画面。So
who went visit Jesus in the stable?
在这个马棚马槽那边是谁去看了耶稣基督？
The wise men, right? But no, sorry, the shepherds, right?
只有牧羊人。So
where's the wise men then?
那博士是什么时候去的，在哪里？
Okay, so where did the Magi met Jesus?
所以博士是在哪里第一次遇到耶稣？
So you're like, yeah, Anjin. The guys are pretty quiet, you know. Seems like I'm very intimidating. So where did the Magi or the wise men meet Jesus? Where did they meet Jesus?
所以东方的博士们是在哪里遇到耶稣的？
哪里见到耶稣的？东方的博士，这里很多东方的博士 ，okay, a lot of Eastern PhD here, you know. So anyway, where did they meet Jesus? I mean, there was a wise man. Where did they meet Jesus?
大家要猜一下，他是在博士是在哪里？不用猜了
，okay, that's in the Bible. It's recorded in the Bible. So let's read here.
好，我们再一同读一下这一句经文。他们听见，听，我们一同来读。那是。
直到十二节地方就停住了，然后怎么样子？ And they saw a star, and they were happy. And then what's that? Verse 11. Where did they go into? Go into a house.
进房子.
So the Magi did not meet Jesus in the stable.
所以博士并没有在马棚那里遇到耶稣.
Where did they meet Jesus?
他们遇见耶稣的时候是在哪里？
In a house.
是在一个房子。
And how old was Jesus then?
那耶稣在那个时候是年纪多大了？
How old was Jesus? About two. Why?
大概是两岁，为什么呢？
Jesus, I mean, Herod ordered every kid under 2 years old to be killed.
因为希律曾下命令，两岁以下的小孩都要被杀掉。
Right. So Jesus is not a baby anymore. Jesus at that time was not exactly a toddler, or 1 or 2 years old, somewhere around there.
所以耶稣那个时候已经不再是一个婴孩，是一个小孩子了。
So make sure you know the facts, okay?
所以就是要大家知道一些那个证据。
And how many magi are there?
那到底有多少会博士？
How many magi are there? You guys getting quieter and quieter and quieter, you know? Okay, this is recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 1.
这是在马太福音二章一节记载的。
English say, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem. And the Chinese say, what?
中文是怎么说的呢?
几个。 Okay, so how many? 几个。
这有几个博士。
We don't know how many.
我们并不知道有多少会博士。
Just because there are three gifts, okay? So that's why we say 东方三博士, so we say three.
就因为有三样礼物，所以我们就说了三个博士。
So a lot of time, the whole Christmas story was told in the wrong way, okay?
所以很多时候那个圣诞节的故事是被错误的讲述出来。
So when the time you celebrate Christmas, make sure you know the facts, okay?
所以当你庆祝圣诞节的时候，请你注意到那个事实。
Okay, what's so special about Christ's birth?
那基督的诞生有什么特别的地方？
What do you think about so special? From a biological standpoint, from a human standpoint, from whatever, what's so special about Christ's birth? From a spiritual standpoint?
从生物学的角度，从人类的角度，基督的诞生有什么特别的地方？
Who's Jesus' mother?
耶稣基督的母亲是谁？
Maria, Mary, right?
Maria.
Who is Jesus' father?
耶稣基督的父亲是谁?
God.
Okay. 上帝.
So isn't that strange? I was always I'm in the field of gene sequencing.
我是在那个基因的那个顺序排序的行业里面.
Each one of you, you know that you have 23 pairs of chromosomes, right?
我们每个人都有23对的那个染色体。
Okay. 23 pairs of chromosomes. So how many chromosomes did Jesus have?
所以假设这样子的话, 耶稣基督应该有多少对的那个染色体?
多少染色体, okay?
多少染色体?
23! Not 23 pairs, 23!
只有23,不止23对。
Right? I mean, I was always kidding. I really want to take his cells and see how his chromosome, how's the sequence of his chromosome.
很有趣的是，我真的很想要研究一下，看看耶稣的那个基因排序是怎么样的。
Why was he being born this way?
为什么他是这样子的出生的呢？
Of course, we don't know whether he truly has 23 chromosomes or 23. I mean, biologically speaking, it's impossible if someone only has 23 chromosomes.
从生物学的角度看，那个是人是不可以只有23个染色体的。
Okay. But why was he born this way?
那为什么是这样子出生的呢？
Have you thought about that?
你有想过吗？
If Jesus has a father, biological father and a biological mother, who is he?
如果耶稣是有肉身的母亲，也有肉身的父亲的话，他是谁？
He's a human.
他是一个人。
If he's a human, he is what? He is sinful, right?
如果他是人的话，他就是有罪。
So can he then bear our sins?
他能够担当起我们的罪驾吗？
No.
当然不行。
So he cannot born just like one of us.
他不能像我们这样子的一样出生。
But if he doesn't have a human body, can anyone crucify him?
但如果他没有那个人的肉身的话，有人能够钉死他吗？
Can you nail God to the cross?
你能够把上帝钉在十字架上吗？
He's a spiritual being, right?
他是一个灵体。
So no, we cannot nail him to the cross either.
我们也不能把他钉到十字架上。
So God think about this thing. Only God can think.
所以
come up with.
所以上帝用一个他能够想象的办法。
With a human body and yet with no not a human nature.
是有一个人的肉体，但是没有人的本性。
We talk about the Trinity, God the Trinity, right?
我们知道神是三位一体的。
There's one occasion in the New Testament, all three appear at the same time.
在那个新约里面有记载，有一次是三个位格的同时间出现的。
Remember which occasion?
记得是在哪个时候吗？
When Jesus was baptized, right?
就是当耶稣受洗的时候。
When he came up from the water,
当耶稣从水里站起来的时候。
A voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased."
有一个声音从天上说，这个是我的爱子。
And the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove.
然后圣灵也从天上降下来，再降到他身上。
In the Old Testament, in the beginning of creation, the three of them work together. We can see in Genesis chapter 1.
在旧约里面，我们从创世纪就可以看到这个三位一体的那个存在。
In the New Testament, God shows us one more time how three of them work together.
在新约里面，上帝再把他三位一体的这个特性让我们看到。
So Jesus came as God in a human form.
所以耶稣来是以神道成肉身的一个样式。
He wanted to show us how we should live our life.
他想要告诉我们人，我们是应该怎么样过我们的生活。
It's full of grace.
是蛮有恩典,
and full of truth.
蛮有真理,
and this is how God wants us to live our life.
这个就是上帝要我们活我们的生活。
But a lot of times we say that, aren't we being created in God's image?
很多时候我们会问，我们不都是按照神的形象被造的吗？
Is that true? We have been created in God's image?
是真的吗? 我们都是按照神的形象被造吗？
Is that true?
真的吗？
Are you being created, or you're being just born by your from your mother's womb?
你是真的被神所创造的，还是你是从你的妈妈的那个胎里面生出来的？
Okay, think quiet, think quieter right now. Okay. How many are being created?
有多少人是被创造的？
Only one, right?
只有一个.
Who?
是谁呢?
Adam.
这是亚当.
You and me are being born, not created.
你我都是被生出来的，不是被创造出来的.
Okay, make sure that you understand that. Okay, so you are not being created.
所以我们都是生出来，不是被造出来的.
Are we being born in God's image?
所以我们真的是按照神的形象生出来吗?
Are we being born in God's image? Then
我们是真的是按照神的形象被生出来吗?
The second time, yes. But the first time, a birth from our mother's womb.
我们从母胎里面自然的生出来的时候。
And here it's about Adam's get to 130 years old, and he can have a son, right?
这里讲到亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子。
How does his son look like?
他的儿子像什么样呢？
Look like God or look like Adam?
他的形象是像神还是像亚当？
Looks like Adam.
像亚当。
The fallen Adam, okay? 堕落的后的亚当。 So we all have this fallen image, and that's what in the book of Romans chapter 5 verse 12 talk about.
我们对这个堕落的形象，这个都是在罗马书里面所讲到的。
Sin entered the world through one man.
罪从一个人进入了世界。
Through Adam.
透过亚当。
So we and you and me are all sinners.
你与我都是罪人。
Okay. So we are not being created in God's image.
所以我们不是按照神的形象被创造的。
We are born after the image of Adam.
我们是在亚当以后按着亚当的形象所生出来的。
So both you and me has this sinful nature when we are born.
所以你与我都是有这样子的一个罪性，刚出生的时候。
Now if Jesus is born sinless,
假如耶稣出生的时候是无罪的,
is he God then?
那他是神吗？
Yes, good. Did he ever claim he is God?
他自己有声言他是上帝吗?
Did he ever say I'm God?
他有说过他是上帝吗?
Huh? Implied? Only? Did he never claim himself he is God? Okay. And what else did he say? Okay. 10. He still say I and the Father.
在约翰福音十章里面说到，我与父原为一。
Okay. And what else did he say? In the book of John, chapter 8, verse 24 and 28 also.
同样在约翰福音的8章24节。
I told you would die in your sins.
所以我对你们说，你们要死在罪中。
If you do not believe that I am he.
如果你们若不信我是基督， 必要死在罪中。
The he is added. It's not their original language. That 我基督这个是加进去的，基督是加进去的 ，OK。
基督这个字是加进去的。Basically,
what it says, if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins.
基本上，如果你不相信他所说的我就是我是他啊的那个。Who's
I am?
我是到底是谁
？Who's I am?
我是指谁呢
？What's the in the Old Testament? What's the word I am?
在旧约里面，这个我是这个字是什么呢？
Jehovah, okay.
这是耶和华.
So we call the name Yahweh or Jehovah, okay. And this is the official name of God.
所以那个我是 Jehovah, 就是耶和华, 就是上帝的本名.
Jehovah is a verb, not a noun.
耶和华是一个动词, 不是一个名词.
The meaning of it is I am.
这意思就是我是.
So the English translation I am that I am, so it's kind of not quite there.
所以英文的翻译里面是我是我就是我是我是。
And 中文发的我是自有拥有， okay. This I'm eternal.
中文的翻译就是我是自有拥有，还是永恒的。
God's name is very interesting. Why do you use a verb?
神的名字是很有趣的，它都是用一些动词来形容。
From a time standpoint, time dimension, that means that to me, there's no past, there's no present.
从一个时间的观念来说，
no past, no future.
从一个时间的观念来看的话， 它就是一个没有不受时间限制，没有过去， 没有分过去和未来的。
To God, everything is what? Presence.
对神来说，所有的事情都是现在。
That's why we say that God is foreknowing, know everything.
所以我们说上帝是无所不知。
So because everything appears to him is just as it is right in front of his eyes.
因为所有的事情对他来说都是正在他的面前当下。
From his power standpoint, he is also the great I am.
从那个能力来说，他也是一个非常有伟大的一个我是。
I'm your shield, I'm your shelter, I'm your defense.
我是你的盾牌，我是你的避难所，我是你的防卫。
No, whatever you want to feel in there, you feel in there. I am that.
你想要放进任何的形容词都可以。
But you notice that by the time you notice those idols, you know, that you know in Chinese worship a lot of idols, right?
在像在中国的文化里面有可以敬拜很多不同的偶像。
If you look at it, everyone has this special function, territory, you know, that they will work on.
每一个偶像都有一些特定的那个领域功能。
叫什么？地盘啊？
地盘
，right? 马祖 okay is for the sea.
像马祖就是照看顾海洋的。
Okay, and then 赵军 ，okay, that's one. This is a kitchen god, right?
厨房也有厨房的神。
And then there's a god who rule over how long you live.
那个长寿寿命的也有一个长寿神。
And then there's a god in heaven, 玉皇大帝 ，okay?
天上也有一个玉帝管理其他神。
And then there's a high, okay? There's a the sea god, the 海龙王 ，okay? That's a It will rule the sea, the ocean.
还有海神。
And then there's a god who rule the hell, you know? 阎罗王 okay?
冥界也有阎王。
Why? Why so?
为什么呢？
Because our capability is limited, right?
因为我们的能力是有限。
We can only stretch our imagination so far.
我们的想象力只能够到哪个程度。
But God gave us a name, I am. Whatever you want to fill in,
但上帝给我们的名字是，我是，是一个你可以随意放不同的，你想象得到的都，他都能够做得到。
So Jesus has claimed he is God himself.
所以耶稣就声言他是上帝。
So this is a very simple test to see whether someone is believing the Bible or not.
所以这也是有一个很简单的去看看一个人是不是真的相信圣经。
If someone believes that Jesus is the only true God, he believes the Bible.
假如你相信耶稣基督是神的唯一的儿子的话，你就是相信圣经。
神是耶稣是上帝了，不是？
耶稣是
not only the Son of God, because we have talked about Son of God.
耶稣就是上帝。
If only that you believe that Jesus is God Himself.
如果你相信耶稣就是神本身
，and then you believe the Bible.
你就是相信圣经。
Anything doesn't matter what he says. If he denies the deity of Christ.
所以任何不承认耶稣是神的话
，he does not believe in the Bible.
那就。不是相信圣经。
So it's very important. You don't have to know too much.
所以你不需要知道很多。
You just ask him, is Jesus God, and see how he answers.
你只需要问一下耶稣是不是神，再看他的回应。
If he denies Jesus is God, you know that he's not believing in the Bible. Okay?
如果他否认耶稣是神的话，他就不相信圣经。
And then, what's the meaning of the name Jesus?
所以耶稣的名字又有什么意义呢？
In the yeah, Jesus is just in the Old Testament Hebrews is the name Joshua.
耶稣在旧约时候的名字是这是约书亚的意思。
And that he is to deliver or to rescue the meaning of it.
那个希伯来语的意思就是解放和拯救。
Oh, is this the one? I missed some. Yes, okay. So in the Bible talk about that a son is going to be born to you, and he shall call his name Jesus.
圣经里面说他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。
Because he will rescue.Extract his Bible, I mean, deliver his people from sins.
因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
This is the name Jesus means.
这就是耶稣的名字的意思。
Now, then the second question I want to ask is, we celebrate Christmas, right?
我们在问大家的问题都是我们庆祝圣诞节。
Even though the day is wrong, the year is wrong, the occasion a lot of time has misinformation.
就算年日不对，或者是有很多错误的那个讲说。
What does Christmas or the birth of Christ bring?
所以圣诞节或者是基督的诞生带来了什么？
In the book of Luke, it tells about what to bring.
在路加福音里面讲到那个他的诞生带来了什么？
And what is Christmas? What does Christmas bring? Let's read together, okay?
我们一起来读。那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。”
So what does Christmas bring?
所以圣诞节带来了什么？
Huh? You skip something. Good news, right? You bring your good news. Along with the good news comes the joy. Jesus Donald would say this is exegesis, right? Just and what's the joy for?
这个喜乐是为了因为什么?
To whom? Given this joy.
对谁有这样子的大喜乐?
All people.
万民.
So the birth of Christ brings good news.
所以, 耶稣基督的诞生不单,
this good news will bring us cause great joy. The good news is for all people. Not for the Jews or the people at that time only.
不仅仅是给犹太人或者是当时的人。
So basically, talk about here is the good news is beyond space and time.
所以基本上这个好消息是超越了时空的。
It's for all people.
是给所有人的。
It's for all people and all time.
是给所有人不同时代的。
Okay, so that's what Christmas is for.
这都是圣诞节的带来的目的。
And because of this good news, what has been accomplished?
就因为有这个好消息，有什么完成了，成就了什么？
Here in the book of Luke, I talk about there's a great company of heavenly hosts appear.
在路加福音里面讲到，这个有那个一堆天兵啊，一个天使赞美神。
And they're praising God and saying, okay, what do you say? Verse 14, what do you say? Let's read together.
怎么样赞美神呢？我们一起来读。
Thank you. So, what does this good news bring about?
所以这好消息带来了什么?
Glory to God, right?
对神的荣耀。
And what else? Hey, you just read what half the verse, right? What's the other half of the verse? And peace on earth, right?
是地上的平安.
Is that right? Oh, is this there? Yes. Who has the peace?
地上的平安, is that for everyone?
It's not for everyone. For what?
这平安不是给每个人的, 是给谁的?
On whom his favor rests.
是给他所喜悦的人。
So Jesus' birth is both for the Creator and for the creatures.
所以耶稣的诞生是为了创造者, 也是为了受造的万物。
Glory to God the Creator.
荣耀归于创造主。
Peace to the creatures.
平安是给万物。
Not to everyone, but to those who his favor rests.
不是每一个人，只有那些他所喜悦的人。
In the biblical term, we say that Jesus is the mediator between God and man.
用圣经的话语来说，耶稣是神与人之间的中保。
And this is what in the book of First Timothy is talk about that.
这就是提摩太前书所讲到的。
In God and man, there's only one mediator, and that's Jesus Christ.
就只有一位神在神与人中间，只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的耶稣基督。
So let's look closely about what kind of a glory. About God, you know, glory to God and about peace to man.
我们看看, 仔细地看一看, 然后这个, 关于上帝的荣耀是,
Why does God always want people to praise Him?
为什么上帝好像总是要我们, 去赞美他?
And to honor Him, to worship Him.
去敬拜他, 去荣耀他。
Don't you think that then God is very selfish, you know?
你不会觉得上帝这样好像很自私吗?
Is that true? God is very worshipful.
是真的吗?
I think this is just natural, okay? Just the Bible talks about it. We should do this.
圣经里面讲说我们是应该这样子做的。
In the book of Psalms 29, verse 1 and 2.
在诗篇29篇1到2节。
You don't have to give any reason, because just because He is the Creator, we should worship Him.
我们不需要任何的理由，就是因为他就是创造主，我们需要赞美他。
But in time, we have a thing about a human king, okay? Loyalty.
假如我们是想象一个人类的国王。
Maria Tang tried to attain a party host by loyalty.
当我们要参加一个皇室主持的派对宴会时
，We will dress properly, right?
我们会穿着合宜的衣服
，Because we show how to show our noble host the respect.
这是对这个场合的主人的一种的尊重。
Now we are coming to the King of the Universe.
那我们现在面对的是创造宇宙万物的君王。
Don't you think we need to praise him?
难道他不值得我们的敬拜吗
？But let me ask you one question, okay?
但是让我问你一个问题。
Do you feel like praising God?
你有没有觉得有没有感觉想有没有感觉到想要去敬拜神
？Every Sunday when you come here, do you feel like so excited? I go here and praise the Lord, you know?
每个礼拜天你去敬拜的时候，有没有这种很兴奋的冲动，想要去敬拜神？
有这样 ，right? All the time?
No.
No. The reality, interesting, is we don't feel like doing it.
事实上，我们并没有感觉到很想要这样子做。
Unless God just works do some wonders on your in your life, you just feel so excited that you just kind of want to praise God.
除非上帝真的是在你生命里面做了一个很特别的事情，让你觉得很有感动，想要去敬拜他。
If you day in day out live the same kind of life, you just gradually just kind of lost the interest. Why should I come to church? Okay, Sunday. Okay, I come to church.
你日以日的每天都这样子的过着同样的生活，你到了教会也没有这样子的感动，想要敬拜。
A lot of time you're feel that he's so distant.
很多时候我们觉得他是很远离我们的。
We cannot see him. We cannot touch him.
我们看不到他，也触摸不到他。
He's up here, he's up there, I'm down here.
他在高处的那儿，我是在地下的这里。
Why should we bother him?
我们为什么要去打扰他
？Do you have this kind of feeling?
你有这样子的感觉吗
？A long time. As a matter of fact, this separation from God happens a long time ago.
象征与神分离的这个事，在发生在很久以前就有了。
In the book of Genesis, talk about that.Seth, okay, which is the son has a son. Seth is the son of Adam, okay.
创世记里面记载了这个瑟特，他是亚当的儿子。
And they say at that time what happened?
所以说在那时发生了什么事
？People what? 开始。
那时候人才求告耶和华。
Call upon the name of the Lord. What does that mean?
这是什么意思
？What happened to man and God before this time?
在这个时候以前，人与神之间是怎么了
？How does God communicate to Adam？
人怎么样跟神怎么样跟亚当讲话的
？Just talk, just talk.
面对面的对话。
Okay. And now, what happened here？
那从这里开始，你看到怎么样
？What does man call upon the name of God of the Lord？
这是人要求告耶和华的名。
Your distance is getting farther and farther.
人与神之间的距离越来越大。
And so we.Feel that God is farther and farther away from us.
人觉得神是越来离我们越来越远了。
Instead of talking to God directly, we have to call upon God. You know,
我们不能直接的跟上帝对话，我们需要求告他的名。
And because of this separation between us and God, we find it harder and harder to praise God.
就因为这样子的分隔，我们就是越来越难向上帝赞美神。
God is there all the time. He has not moved.
神是一直在哪里没有动过，是我们。
It is us to keep running away from him.
是我们自己远离了他。
So the first thing to prepare us to praise him is that we have to turn back to him.
所以赞美神的第一步就是要跪向他。
We have to prepare our heart for the occasion to praise him.
我们需要预备我们自己的心，去赞美上帝。
Praising God doesn't come natural anymore, to be honest.
赞美上帝不再是自然而然的事。
And the second thing to praise God because he deserves to be praised is.We talk about what has he done for us.
第二是我们要赞美神，是配得赞美，但是我们会问他为我们做了什么。
In these short verses in Ephesians chapter 1:3-14, just few 10 verses.
在以弗所书的一章3-14节记载。
There are four times Paul we talk about we have to praise his name.
有四次保罗说到我们需要赞美神。
I highlight with the red color. Okay.
我把它那个用红笔。
Just summarize it and say that you know.We praise His name because He gave us all the spiritual blessings. Verse
3.
And the second praise is that we thank Him, give His praise because He adopted us as His sons.
Okay.
And then here we saw in between that God has seen we have how He saved us and things like that, how His grace. Okay.
这中间的就是,
and then from verse 11 to 14, there's another couple more places again that we have to give praise.
在11节到14节里面有另外两个地方提到我们应该要赞美神的,
because He bestowed the hope on us.
因为他把那个希望, 恢复到, 让我们有, 有对基督里的盼望。
And then the last in verse 14 is all about we praise Him because He gave us the Holy Spirit to be a as a guarantee.
最后在第14节讲到他给我们的圣灵让我们可以得到那个, 平静。
So we praise Him because who He is, firstly.
我们赞美他是因为他就是神。
And the second thing, we praise Him because what He has done for us.
我们第二个让我们赞美他的就是他是为我们所做的事。
Now we have the reasons to praise God, but the question asked is how?
现在我们有理由去赞美荣耀上帝，那问题是如何呢？
In the verse we just read about, you know, in Psalm 29, talk about we worship Him.
在我们刚读过的诗篇29篇的时候，我们看到我们要敬拜耶和华。
But at the same time, we can also praise God or glorify God by what? By our life.
我们也可以用我们的生命, 去, 荣耀神。
And here's all about by the time you show your good life, demonstrate your good work before men, they can glorify the Father who's in heaven. That's why we bring about praise to God.
所以讲到透过我们的行为, 可以将荣耀归于上帝。
Okay, now the second thing is talk about God, then we talk about ourselves.
我们讲完与神之间的和平以后，我们就看那个我们自己的。The
second consequence of this good news is that it brings peace to man.
第二个有关这个好消息的后果，就是可以带来 人员之间 人的平安。
This peace is when you're still alive. What RIP, okay?
这所讲到的是你活着的平安，并不是离世的平那个安息的平安。
Okay, by the time you see someone die, you know you have RIP, rest in peace, right? So it's not for that after you die. It's for those when you're still alive, the peace.
当你看到很多时候那个人离世以后，你会看到这个那个安息的这个这样子的一个平安的想法。
What is peace?
什么是平安？
How to define peace?
怎么样去给平安做个定义？
What's peace?
什么是平安?
By the time you say there's no wars, right?
没有战乱,
no quarrels,
没有争吵,
no fighting among the siblings, no?
没有那个打斗, 都是,
basically, peace to me, I define as the absence of conflicts.
我的那个定义就是没有冲突的时候就是平安。
Who do we have conflicts with?
我们跟谁有冲突？
I know, with your kids, with your spouse, you know, that's a given, okay?
跟我们的小孩，跟我们的那个
Who else do you have a conflict with?
我们还有跟谁有冲突呢？
First, we talk about we are the enemies of God, right? We have conflicts with God.
我们跟神之间有冲突。
And who else we have conflict with?
还有跟谁有冲突呢？
We have conflicts with ourselves, right?
跟我们自己有冲突。
We'll talk about that. We have conflicts with ourselves.
我们也会待会会看看 跟自己的冲突。
And then we have conflicts with other people around us.
有跟身边的人的其他的冲突。
So by the time we talk about peace, we need peace with God.
我们需要 与神和好。
We need peace with ourselves.
我们需要与自己和平。
And you need peace with your fellow man, people around you.
与身边的其他人和睦。
Now, talk about peace with God, okay?
讲到与神和好。
Since this peace only rests on those whom God's favor rests on.
这个平安只归于给他所喜悦的人。
So, in order to have peace from God, we have to have a proper relationship between us and God first, okay?
要跟神和好，我们必须要跟神之间有一个好的关系。
And the Bible uses this term reconciliation.
圣经里面使用和好这个字。
We've changed from being God's enemy to change being God's children and the citizens of His kingdom.
我们从上帝的敌人变成了上帝的儿女，成为他天上的国民。
And this is what kind of summarized, you know, in Paul's writing that we have become citizens of heaven.
这就是保罗所说的，我们成为天上的国民。
This is the very first step we have to take first.
这个是我们必须采取的第一步。
Now how can this be accomplished?
那如何要做到这一点
？What separates us from God?
怎么样把我们跟神之间分隔了
？What separates us from God?
什么把我们跟神之间分隔
？Sin, right? So this is in Isaiah talk about.
在以赛亚书里面讲到
，It is sins that separate you, we from God.
是罪使我们与神隔绝了。
So the first thing we have to take care of first is our sins.
所以我们必须要处理的，这是我们的罪。
Now we cannot undo our sins, okay?
我们不能消除自己的过犯。
We cannot do something good to repair you to make reprimand for something we do bad.
我们不能以做好事来补偿我们的过犯。
Doing good is our duty.
做好事是我们的责任。
Not a mean to repay our mistake.
不是补偿我们所犯的罪。
According to the Bible, the only way we can have these sins being forgiven is that through the sacrifice, accepting the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
根据圣经，唯一能够使这个罪的赦免的办法，就是去接受耶稣基督。
So we get the forgiveness from God.
所以我们从神得到了那个赦免。
I always say it's like you getting a speeding ticket.
我常说，好像就是你拿到一张那个超速的罚单。
You say I have no money to pay for it.
你可能说我没钱去付款罚款。
The judge say okay, then you have to go to jail.
那这样你就要去坐牢。
But your father come along and say, son, you know, you're a good boy.
假如你的父亲来说，哦，你是个好儿子。
I'll pay for you.
我为你付罚款。
And the father and the judge say, okay, now the penalty is paid, then you can leave.
那因为这个罚款已经被缴清了，所以那个犯人就可以离开。
This is exactly what our relationship with God is in the beginning.
这就是我们与耶稣基督的关系，在一开始的时候也是这样。
We cannot afford to pay for the penalty of our sins.
我们没有能力去为我们自己的那个罪行去付代价。
We can only accept what Jesus has done for us.
我们只能够接受耶稣基督为我们所做的事。
So, but once we accept this penalty, and we become children of God.
但我们
sorry, this is not the penalty. Accept Jesus' forgiveness.
当我们接受耶稣基督为我们所付出的代价，我们就成为神的儿女。
But if you understand that this is just the beginning of the journey, not the end of it.
但你要明白，这只是一个旅途的开始，并不是终结。
I'm just sad to say this is why a lot of Christians really truly don't have the peace in them.
很可悲的是，很多的基督徒并没有真的这样子内在的平安。
Because they just stop here.
因为他们只停留在这里。
I have the forgiveness of my sins. That's it.
我的罪已经得赦免了，我已经这已经完成了。
I got a ticket to heaven.
我已经拿到去天国的门票。
That's all. I don't need to do anymore.
这样我不需要再做什么了。
So they have called being called children of God in names only.
他们是被称为神的儿子，只是只有名义上。
But the Bible says we have need to become those on whom His favor rests.
圣经说我们需要成为他所喜悦的人。
So how can we gain His favor?
我们要如何得到他的喜悦
？We have to live a lifestyle like Jesus Christ, be holy.
我们需要过一个像耶稣基督一样的圣洁生活。
And this is exactly what Jesus said. I mean, Peter said in his book.
这就是彼得所说的。
You have to be holy because He is holy.
那照你们既为圣洁，你们在一切形式上也要圣洁。
So becoming a Christian is just the beginning, not the end of the story. Okay?
所以成为基督徒是一个开始，不是一个终结。
And the second thing, we have the peace within ourselves.
第二，就是我们需要有自己的和平。
Many of us have been keeping ourselves busy all the time.
我们很多人都常常刻意的忙着。
With our social media, with our phone, with our games, no?
社交社群还有手机，还玩游戏。
Other like traveling, you know, and work.
可能不断的旅游工作。
Every time so often right now that when I fly, you know, commute, you know, flying back.The passenger was sitting right next to me has been looking at his cell phones the whole way.
很多时候，当我坐飞机从上班的地方回来的时候，我们在飞机上看到我旁边的人一直看着他的手机。
Regardless he is a teenager or regardless he is an old man, 60-70 years old.
不管是一个年轻人或者是一个长者。
And they just keep playing the same game the whole way, you know.
他们整个飞行过程都在玩手机上的游戏。
Just keep themselves occupied.
这样他们可以时刻忙着。
Could you face life without all these activities, just sit there by yourself?
你可以独自面对生活，没有这一些一切的工具吗
？Without the phone, without the social media, without your computer,
没有手机，没有社群，没有电脑。
Just sit there by yourself.
就单单的自己。
Try it.
可以试试看。
It's very difficult, right, for you?
可能对你来说不是一件容易的事情。
Because we're getting so used to occupied by activities only.
因为我们已经很习惯了被不同的项目那个活动去充满了生活的时间。
I enjoy the time there all by myself. I didn't look at my cell phone at all. Okay, it's the time, my prayer time, and my rest, the time to rest.
享受一个独自的时间啊，这个我一个安静的时间。
So try to be yourself, at peace with yourself, with no activities. Just stay quiet and stay by yourself, and think about that.
尝试让自己平和平静啊。
Some of them we try to get peace by emptying our mind.
有一些人会尝试清空自己的思想来获得一些平安。
So they go by meditation, right? Transcendental meditation.
可能会做那个沉思冥想。
But what happened when they open their eyes?
但当他们睁开眼睛以后又如何呢？
They get distracted by the sinful natures again, right?
那个罪的本性又会让他们分心。
Just a reminder that in God's eyes, your thoughts is your deeds.
要记得在神的眼中，你的思想就是你的行为。
When you are getting angry at someone, you killed him already.
当你对某人生气的时候，根据圣经，你已经杀了那个人。
When a man looked at a woman lustfully, he committed adultery already.
一个男人好色的看着一个女人的时候，就已经犯了奸淫了。
Anyone here among us, I believe that no one wants the secret thoughts to be exposed to everyone.
我相信我们当中没有一个人希望自己的秘密被世人所知道。
Because we know that there's a lot of dirty thoughts in us.
因为我们都知道，我们当中有很多污秽的思想。
We continue to sin against God day in and day out.
我们每个人每天都在得罪神。
Not outside, but inside for sure.
不一定是外在的，但是内在肯定有。
So we need God's grace and forgiveness every day.
所以我们每天都需要神的恩典和宽恕。
It is a challenge to face all these conflicts within ourselves all the time.
对我们来说，这个是一个挑战。
But unfortunately, our sinful nature will just keep distracting us from the holy life we want to go after.
但是我们罪的本性就是一直是分散我们对追求圣洁生活的专注。
Even the great apostle Paul has this issue.
就算那个像保罗这样子的大使徒也有这样的问题。
He wanted to do something good, but he did something bad anyway.
他想要做好事，可是他却做了坏的事情。
No, but the situation is not hopeless, right? If I give you some gospel good, why does it say good news if this is hopeless?
但是如果这个，在这个情况如果并没有希望的时候，那这个都不是一个好消息。For
those who believe in Jesus, it's not a hopeless situation.
因为相信耶稣基督的，对相信耶稣基督的人来说，这个并不是一个没有希望的行为。Along
the forgiveness of sin,
除了被罪的赦免以外，Along
being called the children of God,
除了被称为神的儿女以外，God
gave us His new life again.
神给了我们新的生活，生命，新的生命。
And he gave us his, himself, the Holy Spirit. So now we have a helper inside, a force, an extra force, new force inside us to help us to live a life pleasing to the Lord.
所以如今我们有一个帮助我们面对这个挑战的一个帮手。
The Holy Spirit is only mean that we can be transformed to someone whose God's favor rests on.
圣灵是唯一一个途径可以让我们转变成为神所喜悦的人。
But in the deal process, Christians will have more conflicts.
但是在过程当中，作为基督徒，可能有更多的冲突。
Why? Because in the former, when you don't have the Holy Spirit, you only have yourself, then you feel, oh, most of the time you feel very peaceful, okay?
假若你没有圣灵的时候，你没有太多的内在冲突。
But now, just suddenly, another person comes in, okay? It's just like you're single, and now you get married. It seems like there are more conflicts, you know, in the home than when you are single.
你现在忽然之间多了一个圣灵进来，好像是多了一些内在的冲突。
So we have to be careful of the situation, who you should nurture.
所以我们需要小心这样子的情况，我们需要怎么样去培养内在的圣灵。
So by time, God wants us to use the Holy Spirit to overcome our sinful nature.
所以上帝用圣灵来克服我们罪的本性。
And by the time we know how to rely on the Holy Spirit, we have this kind of a surpassing peace in us.
当我们懂得依靠圣灵去克服我们的罪的时候，我们就会有那个基督出人意外的平安。
it's kind of hard to explain sometimes, though. I just kind of, by the time I sit down on the plane, it just feel very peaceful. It's kind of hard to explain.
这个是一个很难解释的平安，就当我坐在飞机上的时候，就会有这样子的平安。
Just like recently, I just think about, you know, we a big company tried to buy us, you know, and take over us.
就最近我工作的地方有一个一所大公司想要收购我们的这个公司。
It was blocked by the government. They say no, you cannot, you two cannot merge.
我们被政府所拒绝下来了。
I was thinking about, well, if they merge, you know, I can retire next year, you know.
我在想，如果他被收购的话，我明天就可以退休。
But now, the plans kind of, I don't know what happened.
但是如今这个就让我不知道会将会发生什么事情。
But it doesn't bother me. It's just, I feel surprisingly, I feel very peaceful that, you know, whatever will be, it will be, you know.
很意外的，我是就是很特别的觉得很平安，因为不管怎么样，都可以。
What's the song? Que sera, sera, right? The Americans know this old song. Anyway. What?
Thursday,
okay. Yeah, it's just. So, for Christians, the important thing is, do you have the peace of Christ in you?
作为基督徒，我们到底有没有基督的平安在我们心里面？
By the time you are at peace, you know that you have the peace of Christ. It's kind of hard to describe, you know, that, you know, there's a peace that's there, which surpasses all understanding, which you cannot understand.
这个是超越了我们的理解的一种平安。
And the second indication is that, do you have your conscience accuse you?
第二就是我们的有没有良心去责备我们。
When you have both of this taken care of, you will naturally have this peace in you.
当你如果在这两点都能够处理好的时候，你就很自然的有主你的平安。
Recently, as long as when I'm aging,
我如今就是日渐衰老。
I know some of you are older than me here, okay?
我知道当中你们有些比我更老的。
I can kind of more understand what Paul's mentality is, you know.
我是更能够明白保罗的心态。
So some Bible verses, you know, you just have, it goes along with your life, you know, that you understand better.
很多时候一些圣经的经节，当你过的日子越久的时候，你就越能明白。
And Paul talk about here is, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
保罗这里是说，活着就是为了基督死，这有益处。
And verse 23, I'm torn between the two, life and death.
所以他是在这个生与死中间两难的时候。
I decide to depart and be with Christ, which is better far by far.
我正在两者之间情愿与基督同在，这是因为好的无比的。
But it's more necessary for me than for you that I remain in the body.
然后我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。
Here you see that Paul is not what? Is not afraid of what? Dying, right?
这里你可以看到保罗并不害怕死亡。
He's choosing. He just say, I don't know what to choose, whether I should go or I should stay.
他只是在做选择，他不知道应该离开还是留下。
Personally, he say he want to go back to God.
他本人自己是希望回去。
But then he say, if I stay here, it's for your good, because I can serve you better more.
他说我留在这里的话，就是为了能够服侍的缘故。
So he's not forced to accept that. He thinks he has a choice.
他并不是被迫的接受死亡，他是在做一个选择。
He has this peace in him personally that he has to face death, his personal death.
他面对死亡的时候有这种内心的平安。
It's amazing, you know, I'm looking at it myself, looking at death myself.
我日渐的年老了，我就也是可能要面对死亡。
Personally, this is only personal, okay? I think just sharing my thought is just that. When you have a peace in facing your own death, that's a good indication you have peace within yourself.
我个人认为，当一个人自己能够平安坦然的面对死亡的时候，你就内心也有这样基督里的平安。
For young people, it might not mean too much to you, okay? But by the time you get older, think about it.
对年轻人可能并没有太大的意义，但是对年长的，就可以试想想这个问题。
A lot of us don't want to talk about death.
我们当中很多人是不希望谈论死亡的。
Or that's bad luck, you know, don't talk, mention that. How about those who stay or who remain?
很多讲的就是一个不好的兆头，就是要留下来的人又怎么样？
But do you, when you come by yourself, think about your own death? Are you ready to face it?
但当你自己面对死亡的时候，你可以试想想，你预备好了没有？
I think by the time you can face your own death, why on? then you will have peace of yourself because you are ready to go.
当你如果预备好面对死亡的时候，你就是有内心的平安，准备可以见离开。
And the fourth thing is the peace with your fellow man.
第三个就是你身边的人和睦。
And the fourth is there's no way you can please everybody, okay?
你是没有办法去满足每个人。
And the Bible teaches us that if you want to live a godly life, you offend someone.
圣经里面告诉我们，如果你要过圣洁生活的话，你可能会得罪其他人。
But we try.
我们都尝试。
Okay, we try to be at peace with people around us.
我们都尝试跟我们身边的人有和睦。
And the Bible teaches us here the way to deal with people is just that we have submit to each other with the heart of the reverence for Christ.
圣经里面教导我们与人相处的就是应当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
Outwardly we submit to each other.
我们就是会应当外在应该彼此顺服。
Listening to other people.
互相聆听。
But inwardly the reason is because we submit ourselves to Christ first.
内在是因为我们已经顺服基督。
What it means is we do all this for the sake of Christ.
意思就是我们做这一切就是为了基督的缘故。
What it means is for Christians concerned, there's no compromise on principles.
作为基督徒，我们需要理解就是在原则上面不能妥协。
We always have to follow the Bible's teaching.
我们需要遵从圣经的教导。
But in other non-principle matters like what should we eat?
但对于其他非原则圣经问题的话，就是像我们该吃什么。
That's the reason why I don't want a Facebook, okay? Because I don't want to know what other people have for dinner, for lunch, okay?
这就是我不喜欢参加社群的其中。
Everyone, you know, they have a dish, they take a picture and they send it out on Facebook, you know? This is my lunch, you know? And why should I bother, you know, with what you eat for lunch? I don't know. But on principle, it's like, what should we eat? Or what job should we do?
但对这些应该是什么做什么事的工的的问题。
So we have our worship on Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon or during the weekdays.
我们应该在星期天敬拜，或者是在其他时候。
And how do we interpret certain part of the Bible? You know those theological arguments.
又或者是如何解释圣经里面的某些部分。
How should we teach our kids?
我们要如何教导我们的孩子。
There are different approaches to all those subject matters.
对这些不同的问题，可是有很多不同的处理方法。
There's no absolute right or wrong.
并没有绝对的对与错。
For those, we have to learn how to submit and listen.
对这些，我们就需要学习顺服。
But unfortunately, a lot of times we just do exactly the opposite.
很不幸的是，我们很多时候是反其道而行。
This morning we're talking about we have to soften our talk. You know, by the time we approach the people, share with them the gospel.
今天早上主日学的时候，我们就谈到这，当我们跟人谈讲福音的时候，我们需要软化我们的那个语气。
So we don't want to offend people, right?
我们不想要得罪人。
And so, especially those LGBT, you know, those homosexual groups.
特别是对那些有性向自由的人士。
You cannot even tell them, you know, homosexual is a sin, okay?
不能够跟他们说同性恋是一个罪。
Or just say, if we cheat a little bit, that's okay, you know, but make a lot more money, you know, if we just cheat a little bit.
或者是贪污舞弊。
Just a little bit, okay? Then we make a lot more money. Nobody knows anyway, right? So it's okay.
很多都就是只一点点的，没有人会知道。
We compromise on those principles.
我们很多时候都会在这些原则上面妥协。
And yet in those daily matters like when, what, how.
但是在一些日常的事物上面，如何时何事。
We insist that it is my way or highway.
我们都坚持只要不照我的方式就给我滚。
Okay, 拉倒。Okay, 只要一定要我的方式。So exactly, we just exactly the opposite.
我们所做的就是很反其道而行的方式。
The only thing we need to deal with people relationship is love.
在人与人之关系当中最重要的就是爱。
So we submit ourselves to Jesus.
所以我们顺服基督。
And then we love our fellow man. That's the only two simple things, principle you have to remember.
我们也爱我们的邻舍。
We talk about the first coming of Jesus.
我们谈到那耶稣的第一次降临。
What does it mean first?
第一次降临是什么？
What does it imply?
意味着什么？
No, it's the first. Then it'll be
第一次的话就会有
the second, right?
第二次。
Well, no, I mean, we'll talk about the birth of Christ or the coming of Christ. That's the beginning, okay.But I was talking about Jesus come to us, you know, the God come to us. By the time we talk about Christmas, we're celebrating Christmas, it's the first coming of Christ, right?
圣诞节是第一，耶稣基督第一次降临。
Implies that he's going to come back again the second time.
意味着有第二次的来临。
The first time he's coming to bring us salvation.
第一次来是带给我们救赎。
The second time he's coming is to bring us judgment.
第二次来是要带给我们审判。
The first time he comes as a servant.
第一次来的时候是以仆人的身份。
The second time he comes as a king.
第二次来的时候就是以王的身份来。
Do we have this peace in us, okay, to face his coming?
我们有这种内在的平安去面对他的降临吗？
Do we have peace to face him one day? We know that we're going to face him one day.
我们知道我们有一天要见到他，我们有这样子的平安吗？
When are we going to leave this world is God's job.
我们什么时候要离开这个世界是上帝的工作。
But getting ourselves ready to see him is our job.
但预备好自己等待见神是我们自己的工作。
Whether we want to talk about death or not, it will come.
无论我们要谈论死亡与否，都必会来到。
The gist of the matter, the crux, is that whether we have this peace in us right now.
我们有没有这样的平安去见他？
Jesus is going to come back one day for sure.
耶稣肯定有一天会回来。
Are we looking forward to his coming again?
我们期待看到他的再来吗？
Donald, can you pray first?